Welcome to the Ag Future Podcast, presented by Alltech. Join us as we explore the future of farming, food, and nutrition.
As Alltech's Chief Innovation Officer, Aidan Connolly is responsible for the commercialization of Alltech's global research efforts. And as a company vice president, he oversees corporate account strategy. He led the implementation of the Pierce Lions Accelerator, a late-stage agritech accelerator, and he joins us to talk about it. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
First, who originated the idea of establishing this accelerator program?
I think it's actually hard to remember exactly where it started. I know the genesis, as always, came from Dr. Lyons himself. He has tasked us with trying to make the one conference the biggest, the greatest, the reason to come to Lexington in May. And obviously 4,000 people have responded to that. But this accelerator was to help people like himself back 20, 35 years ago, starting their own businesses to have the help that they need to be successful.
Okay, and we'll get into what you're looking for in just a minute. First, though, Alltech has partnered for this program with Dogpatch Labs of Dublin. What does each company bring to the project?
Well, Alltech, for those not familiar, it's an organization headquartered here in Lexington, Kentucky. We employ 5,500 people, and we're in 130 countries. So clearly, from an agricultural perspective, from a food production perspective, we've got a very big footprint. Conversely, Dogpatch is all about startups. It's all about people with ideas. Usually, they start on their own. Maybe a couple of people decide they're going to form a company. And they have been very good about helping those companies get started. We felt they would help us with the companies we selected, typically who are a little bit further down the process, but would provide some of that mentoring and help that we were looking for.
So you put out this call for accelerator applications, and you got quite a response. What did it look like?
Yeah, so to put in context, we got 183 applicants from 38 countries in the agricultural technology field that would already make it the number one program in the world. So just overnight, it became the number one program. And Dogpatch has connections with Google, and they've connections with many of the top organizations in the world as well. So clearly, they brought something to the table. But I think there was a lot of attraction for these startups in partnering with Alltech and seeing that as part of their successful future.
183 applicants, and you had to pare this down to 10.
We did.
Must have been quite challenging.
It was a big task, and I think some dropped off fairly quickly, as can be the case. But I still think we had about 150 really good applications, which is remarkable. And when you're looking at them, you are looking to think, is this the next Alltech? Is somebody got an idea that someday we'll be sitting here 35 years later discussing is a $3 billion insight? So it was very exciting to be part of that. And I know that's a big thing to think about, but I think from their side as well, they're very happy to be evaluated on that basis. They're very excited about what they're doing.
And we have potential investors coming to town to listen to their pitches. Any estimate of how many?
Well, the part of the conference that's specific to investors will be attended by almost 200 people who are uniquely coming to the investor part. Of course, there's a further close to 4,000 people who are coming to the conference for the overall conference. But yeah, those 200 people would represent some of the bigger investors in agriculture and indeed in startups. They're not just coming from overseas, not just coming from California, of course, but even from Louisville and Cincinnati and Nashville. There are quite a lot of these startup hubs and investors who are both angel investors and venture capitalists really excited about the idea of being here on Wednesday.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but if a listener wants to check out these 10 finalists, I think they're listed on the website, correct?
They're listed on the website. They will be given their big opportunity on stage in front of the 4,000 audience on Tuesday. And then they will be repeating their pitches with a little bit more emphasis on the financials on Wednesday morning. So, yeah, it's it really, for anybody who's interested in this whole dynamic area where new ideas are coming from, it's just a fantastic opportunity to see where some of the best ones are.
And does Dr. Lyons himself get involved while they're here?
He does indeed. In fact, he got involved with the program at every stage of it. Of course, he remembers starting Alltech in 1980 with $10,000. So when you have somebody, a live person who actually built their own business, who's created something the size of Alltech, it's exciting, I think, if you're an entrepreneur, to imagine yourself being that person in the future.
You touched on this earlier, but maybe you could expand on the benefits of this accelerator program.
Everybody sees things through their own eyes, but what I could say is the 10 companies came back and said they had all raised in excess of $3 million each already from finance rounds. So $30 million over 10 companies, they didn't really need more money. What they did need was they needed help with sales and marketing strategy to find customers. So this was a very big deliverable for them. Frankly, coming and being in front of 4,000 people in Lexington is a very big deal for them. That's, you know, what's better than when you have a great idea to get that level of exposure. And Alltech's global footprint, 130 countries, over 100 of those have our own offices. That is something that if you're starting out with 2 people, 10 people or 15 people, you just don't readily get access to. So I'd say those are the three deliverables that they highlighted primarily that they saw coming from the program.
Dr. Lyons has suggested that Lexington should become a hub of agricultural technology innovation. Do you agree with that? And tell us what you envision.
I think Kentuckians sometimes underplay Kentucky's role in terms of agriculture. It obviously has a tradition of tobacco. It has a tradition of beef cattle. It recently has become a very big producer of chickens, soybeans, corn. So from that aspect, there's a lot going on in Kentucky with some of the larger farms. But Kentucky is also very much focused or has a tradition of small farms as well. And I think you see consumers looking increasingly for local, fresh, to know the name of the producer, the farmer, to be able to go and visit them. So I think opportunities for cheeses, etc. What we're looking at in farming is basically 12,000 years of doing the same thing. And this digital disruption, this explosion in using sensors and using robots and using drones, and it's changing every aspect of our life, but it's changing agriculture even more than it does the rest of life. So Lexington and Kentucky in particular really has an opportunity to be front and center in this if it wants to be. Alltech is doing its best to make sure that that happens. We would love for more people to join us. We're hoping to see people there at the conference. And if they come up and say, how are we going to help make this happen together? We're all ears. That's our goal.
From what I gather, talking to various folks from Alltech, there's a great deal of enthusiasm about the work at hand. And I'm asking everybody, what is it about what you do that you enjoy most?
Well, if you didn't have fun and you weren't enjoying it, you shouldn't work for whoever you're working for. But you will find that Alltech people have a disproportionate level of enjoyment in their company. Clearly, we, as locals will know here, we do make our own beer, our own whiskey and bourbon, and that does help, of course, as well. But the food business has become a very exciting business to be in. Some people call it a sexy business, which it traditionally was not. For the last whatever number of years, certainly in my career, it never seemed as though my mom was proud of what I did. Now, when you ask her, she's very proud that I don't work for the traditional industries of banking or real estate or whatever else, because food is critical and people understand and have a relationship with what they're consuming. They want to understand more about it. They want to be healthy. They want to be natural. And they want to do good for their body and for the bodies of their children. So, yeah, it seems to be really the right time to be in this business.
Alltech Chief Innovation Officer Aidan Connolly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To hear other conversations with many of the featured speakers at One, the Alltech Ideas Conference, visit ideas.alltech.com. Access is free after signing up.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Ag Future Podcast, presented by Alltech. For show notes and more episodes, visit alltech.com/agfuture.